We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Chuck and Winkler, Milwaukee's longest running sports talk morning show. In one corner, a guy who has covered the Packers for 30 plus years. In the other, a Green Bay owner. Chuck and Winkler in the morning on The Fan.
You see, we're talking about the tournament, so
we have big dance.
Play the tournament music. Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. More tournament coverage. Bill Michaels 10 to 2 today, the Big Show 2 to 6. They're going to be live out and about Friday. The Big Show will be. You can watch the tournament games with them. Find out details at 1057fmthefan.com. Again, I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Going to chat some more NCAA tournament March Madness with Brian Hamilton. You can find his work at The Athletic. Also, he's on the Big Ten Network. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Hello, Brian. Thanks for a few minutes. How are you?
Hey, Brian.
I'm doing well. It's the best time of the year, guys.
Oh, without a doubt.
Doing great.
Yeah, without a doubt, man. It is. And these games come quickly. And, you know, notwithstanding the games tonight, are there any of these games you look at, and maybe you look at the betting line and you say, man, that game is too good to be true to happen? Like Kansas, a 7-point favorite against Northeastern. I'm like, how's Kansas only a 7-point favorite against Northeastern? But I know, you know, this is not your typical Kansas team with all the injuries and all that. But is there anything that stands out to you like that?
Yeah, I'm not a big guy to look at the betting lines, but, you know, for one thing, Northeastern is actually pretty good. Mm-hmm. they have a top 50 offense. I mean, I think they have a real shot at least keeping it close. You know, a couple games sort of down the seed line that really caught my eye, LSU-Yale is an interesting matchup to me because I wonder if LSU's coaching staff, down Will Wade, is going to be able to convince their players that not only is Yale good, really good, with NBA players on that roster, but they don't play like a normal, I guess, cliche, stereotypical Ivy League team plays. This isn't Pete Carril, Princeton, backdoor cutting you to death. I mean, they play with pace. They have a pretty, really efficient offense. They're obviously not going to have athletes, players like Nasri, Tremont Waters, but they are good players, and there are some guys, there are some pros on that Yale roster. So, you know, how LSU prepares going into that, obviously the Murray State Marquette matchup is interesting because of Marcus Howard's health with the wrist and Ja Morant being a future NBA lottery pick. So those are the ones that kind of jump out at me. And then, of course, the Louisville, Minnesota, Little Patino versus Big Patino's old employer game is always a lot of drama there.
Talking with Brian Hamilton, some NCAA preview. You can find his work on The Athletic, and he's on the Big Ten Network. You mentioned Marquette, obviously a team that, you know, we are fond of, Wisconsin as well. When I fill out my brackets, Brian, first thing I'm doing is I'm taking Wisconsin to lose. Every bracket, I go right to that. Wisconsin, a 5 seed, that 5-12 upset could get them. Marquette, that Murray State matchup, I think even if you're not, you know, from either of those fan bases, that's going to be an intriguing game on Thursday afternoon. Realistically, I mean, is Sweet 16, if everything goes right, about the farthest that either of those two teams, Marquette or Wisconsin, could go? Or is that even thinking too highly of these teams right now, the way that they've kind of finished the seasons?
Yeah, I don't have either of them in the Sweet 16 right now. You know, I think with Wisconsin, defense travels. I mean, they played really good defense all season long. You look at the numbers right now, they're a top 5 defense, efficiency-wise, in the country. Not a lot of people are going to understand how to guard Ethan Happ down low and what he can do. If you're not familiar with him, I mean, you go through the Big Ten grind, the guy's been in a billion Big Ten games. Like, these coaches know how to deal with him. They have a plan, devised a plan over time on how to guard a guy like Ethan Happ. If you're a player on Oregon who's never seen anybody like him before, That's going to be an interesting thing. But Oregon's top 20 defense too, so I expect that one to kind of be a bit of a grind. I just don't know that, you know, if you see a Kansas State in the second round, man, Kansas State's a real tough team. I mean, that's an old veteran team that really gets after you, probably another grind. So I think, you know, Wisconsin has a chance for a Sweet 16 run, but they're going to really have to grind it out. And I, you know, the Marquette-Murray State matchup, like, who guards Ja Morant on Marquette? I mean, if Sam Hauser's your best one-on-one defender, he's still going to be, you know, it's a 6'8 guy going against, you know, a 6'3, 6'4, 6'5 burner in Ja Morant. You put Sakaar Anem on him, even though that is a better size matchup, but he's not the defender that a Sam Hauser is. You probably can't stick Marcus Howard on him because he's just not big enough and not a high-quality enough defender. So I just don't know where they match up there. Maybe they send a bunch of different people at him, give him a bunch of different looks. But to me, you know, Marcus Howard's health and Ja Morant's general unguardability, you know, that has me worried about Marquette in the first round, let alone the Sweet 16.
It sounds like they're going to put Anem on it. They put Hauser on him. I think some of those highlight dunks that you see Morant having against Ohio Valley Conference, that might happen all day.
Yeah, I think you've just got to ask Sakaar Anem to be, have his best defensive game of all time.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's probably the only way to go there.
He's not bad. He's not a bad defender. He's not bad. I mean, he's not going to make you, you know, forget about Mike Kelly at Wisconsin in his days as a two-time Big Ten Defender of the Year, but, you know, he's not bad at the on the perimeter. With Marquette, though, with Howard, I could either see them busting out early like you have, or if they get on a run, because there was a time, seems like it was a long time ago, when Marquette was actually a pretty good team.
Yeah, I kind of view Marquette sort of along the same way as I view an Iowa State, and then different teams. I mean, they've had their struggles for very different reasons along the way, but just sort of the many offensive options that both those teams have, and it's not quite sink or swim, but it's kind of like that. Like, if they're on, Marquette's on offensively, if Marcus Howard's on offensively, if they're clicking on all cylinders, they're hard to beat. No matter who's in front of them. I mean, they really can give just about anybody in the country a problem when they're on. Same thing with Iowa State. I mean, this is a team that's sort of built in the modern way with a bunch of interchangeable guys, a ton of scoring options. When they're on, as we saw this weekend in the Big 12 tournament, they can beat anybody. They can be a Sweet 16, Elite Eight, even Final Four caliber team. So that's the big if, though. Which of these teams shows up? Which Marquette shows up? You know, I mean, you need to be a doctor. You need to have the medical report of Marcus Howard. I mean, this is a guy who made one shot the other night. Marcus Howard just doesn't make one shot in a game all that often. And he's just got to be healthy. If he's on, yeah, you know, the ceiling's pretty high. Like, there's a run to be had there, just like it is for Iowa State. But, man, it's sort of like a, you know, high risk, high reward or sink or swim scenario. You got to be on, and then you can make a run. But if you're off, could be a pretty short stay.
Talking some NCAA tournament, Brian Hamilton joining us here. Chuck and Winkler on the Fan this year. Pretty unique in that three of the four number one seeds all come from one conference in Duke, Virginia, and North Carolina. Gonzaga, the other one. It seems like it's Duke's to lose with Zion coming back, especially. How would you rank the top 4-1 seeds? How would you rank those teams in terms of most likely to actually get it done in the Twin Cities?
Yeah, I would probably put Duke and Gonzaga. I know they would meet in the national semifinals if seeds hold all the way, but to me, those are probably the two. Duke, Gonzaga, Carolina, Virginia, probably in that order. I've loved Virginia's offense when it sort of has more options, not only guys who can score, but ways they can score, places they can score from. I'm not sure that that's been that way all the time in Tony Bennett's tenure, and that's sort of a way to backstop yourself against the defense failing, like last year when UMBC started chewing up Virginia in that epic upset. I mean, they just didn't have anyone on offense to turn to. DeAndre Hunter wasn't there. They didn't have anywhere to go to get the points to kind of get going. Not so the case this year. Still, look, I mean, Duke has two of the best finishers in college basketball, and that's why even though they can't shoot threes, it kind of doesn't matter because Zion Williamson and R.J. Barrett finished through traffic better than I've seen anybody do in a long, long time. So no, even if you're letting them shoot, if you're giving them the three, they take the two anyway. So that's why I would, you know, Michigan State's a tough matchup for them. Michigan State defends inside the arc extremely well, one of the best in country there. So that's a tough matchup for Duke, but they've been able to get those buckets. And I think Gonzaga's built like a championship team. Again, NBA players, veteran senior guard in Josh Perkins. Yeah, I really like Gonzaga's chances to get to Minneapolis and maybe get Mark Few a title.
Which one of these mid-major coaches, and we'll call it the Shaka Smart Award, who's going to be most coveted, and I'm not going to say he's going to fall on his face like Smart did, but which one of these guys is going to get just coveted big time, you think, when all the, you know, the Division I jobs are open up here in the next couple of weeks? Could it be Nate Oates at Buffalo?
Yeah, I think that's I wrote about Nate Oates earlier this year for The Athletic. Went out to Buffalo and caught up with him. You know, obviously a Wisconsin guy. I think he's going to be at the top of a lot of people's lists. I think he can afford to be a little picky, but I also think that if the right opportunity comes, he'll jump because he does have a senior-laden team. Now they've got, you know, I've watched them practice. They have a couple transfers sitting out who are going to be really, really good players in the MAC. So Buffalo is going to get a chance to kind of maintain this over time. But I'd put Nate Oates at the top of that list. I think, you know, UNC Greensboro isn't in the tournament, but they were sort of the last team out. Wes Miller down there is probably going to get some looks sooner than later as a guy who can move on. And then Craig Smith to Utah State. I mean, just doing a great job out there. That team could, Utah State can make a run. Utah State can beat Washington, and it can really give North Carolina some problems in the second round. So I would put Nate Oates to the top of the list. I mean, you look at the 30-plus wins Buffalo has this year, the job he's done, I think he's ready for the leap to a big job.
What about T.J. Otzelberger, who's from Milwaukee, went to high school here at Thomas More? Mm-hmm. His team busted out in the conference tournament against Western Illinois when they won the regular season summit. Did that cost him at all, or would he be thought of as a possible place to move on?
Yeah, you wonder. I mean, so much of it, and it's sad because so much of it is, you know, you have these performances on the NCAA tournament stage, and obviously you've done a good job as a mid-major coach to get your team to the NCAA tournament, but a lot of ADs just, you know, see you perform on this stage and suddenly you become the hot name to hire. And as you guys know, that doesn't always work out all that well. I mean, we saw John Gross did that at Ohio, kind of became the hot name to hire, goes to Illinois, didn't exactly work out all that well.
Bruce Pearl here, he went to Tennessee, and he didn't exactly light it up there.
Absolutely. So there is something to be said, and it's sad because you really should just, you know, all these ADs, all these search firms should be doing their homework on, are you a really good coach? But I think some people look at, okay, well, you've coached your team to the NCAA tournament, that's a check mark to sell to your fan base, right? Like, he coached this team to the NCAA tournament. Everybody saw him on the sidelines during the NCAA tournament. Maybe there is that upset. There's something to be said for that. So, yeah, a guy like TJ is going to suffer a little bit, maybe not deservedly, just because he's not in that spotlight this March. But, you know, I think he'll move on at some point. He is actually a good coach, and he will find his way to a bigger job sooner or later.
Outside of Oregon beating Wisconsin by at least 10 points, give me one upset to take if I'm taking one of them.
Whew, boy, I'm checking my bracket right now. You know, I kind of went with a Belmont-Yale second-round matchup. I thought Belmont gets through Temple tonight in the first four, and I think that, you know, Rick Bird's guys maybe surprise a very young Maryland team, super talented Maryland team, but I just wonder if the NCAA tournament – and a really solid Belmont squad with a great, great coach kind of just catches them a little by surprise. They didn't look great in the Big Ten tournament at all up front. Bruno Fernando got really, really frustrated really, really easily against Nebraska. So, you know, I'm going to go with maybe Yale surprising LSU and Belmont winning tonight and surprising Maryland, and I think that's my big upset second round matchup. A little Belmont Yale action out there in Jacksonville.
Mine is Oregon, so you can use that one if you'd like, Brian.
Yeah.
That's what we're going here.
We'll see.
Brian, thank you so much. We will be in touch. Good stuff.
Thanks, Brian.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Brian Hamilton. You can follow him on Twitter, _Brian_Hamilton. Again, you'll find him at The Athletic and on the Big Ten. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
I wonder how many coaches who are in the tournament here are looking over their shoulder, thinking that the feds are going to be coming knocking on their door like Will Wade at LSU. You know, how many other guys were doing some underhanded stuff? See, if the NCAA comes knocking on your door, you don't have to open a door. The men with the badges come to your door, man, you got to open that door.
Yeah, I thought at the beginning of the season there was like this big, hey, a bunch of these coaches are going to get busted and college basketball is going to come to its knees. And then this latest report last week, it was all like lacrosse and tennis coaches.
Well, that's different. That's something totally different.
So that's the...
That's a different story.
Becky thing.
That's a different story.
That's a different story than this other story?
Oh, than the Will Wade story.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there's two of them going on.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I can't keep up with all this scandal.
We may not have college sports. There's not going to be coaches left.
It's probably for the best. It's probably for the best.
How's that?
Just go minor league. Go minor league.
Well, I mean, I think that's why the D League.
Oh, you need an education.
I didn't understand why this D League, or the G League, as they call it now.
But are they really going to school?
Should have been around a long time ago. Should have been around a long time ago, man.
The problem with turning college sports into just minor leagues is that, well, then if you have all these kids that go and think they can go pro, and then they don't. I mean, but they'll flame up by the time they're 20. Go back to school.
Yeah, go back or go to Europe and play, where a lot of these kids end up going. But, I mean, that's been, you know, these two scandals are being brought up, and of course, you know, the players who I think should get paid if they're endorsing something, they should get paid for doing that, without a doubt.
I agree.
I mean, you're endorsing somebody's product. The problem is, let's say if you hire a kid to endorse your root beer, let's say, and he puts something stupid out on Twitter, and then there goes that, you know, a 20-year-old kid. That's the one problem with if you're the company having a college kid endorsing your stuff.
What is your favorite root beer?
Oh, there used to be a root beer called On Tap. They don't make it anymore. It was a root beer On Tap. It was phenomenal. But, I mean, how could you deny A&W?
A&W's good. I always like Barks.
Barks is good.
I always like Dad's.
Yeah. Dad's old-fashioned.
Yeah. Not a big mug guy.
Boy, most of it tastes similar, but, man, the A&W... You know, that old A&W in Fond du Lac, going across the street from that radio station we worked at back in the day, going across there and getting an A&W root beer on a hot day.
Should we mention Sprecher?
But never get the diet. Diet root beer, no.
That, I agree.
You got to have the regular root beer.
I agree. I drink diet soda, but not root beer.
Yeah, not root beer.
It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. How about a slab of meat?
Yes.
Where would I go get a slab of meat?
Robert's Specialty Meats in Waukesha. You know, for the tournament time coming out, maybe you want to do a little grilling in your backyard or in your oven. You want to cook some stuff? Robert's Specialty Meats just out there last week. Talk to Paul, man. He's all stocked up and ready to go. Paul Roberts, man, the master butcher. Man, he is always a number one seed. You don't even have to wait for the pairings to come out, because when it comes to butchers, Paul is like the number one seed in any tournament he ever gets to regarding meats, man. Robert's Specialty Meats, and that's on the south side of Waukesha on Sunset Drive. Man, you can start with the pork tender beef brisket, the pulled pork, the original gourmet burgers. I tell you, these gourmet burgers, these half-pounders, you put them on the grill, especially the beef brisket, man. It is the beef brisket burgers. You put a couple of those on the grill, slap on some buns and a big onion, and you're good to go for the tournament, man. Easy to serve ribs on a stick. Put the ribs on a stick on your grill. The marinated chicken skewers, I think, are a little underrated, man. I talk so much about the ribs on a stick, but if you like chicken, dig those, man. Marinated chicken skewers, barbecue, garlic parmesan, Door County cherry. And, of course, hey, it's brat time. They have over 30 sausages and brats, 30 varieties, including the Wisconsin Wurst, combining the beer, the bacon, and the cheddar into one awesome sauce. Give them a call, 262-549-MEAT. Reserve your order through the phone. Otherwise, stop on out there. Paul and his terrific staff will always help you out. They'll tell you how to grill this stuff, where to make it. Try the Al Capone roast. If you don't want to go outside, good. Put the Al Capone roast in your oven. I'm telling you, that'll smell up the house real good. For the best in meats, check them out online. RobertSpecialtyMeatsWaukesha.com. They got some money-saving coupons out there. But I'm telling you, ribs on a stick for all your meats this basketball season. The best of meats, south side of Waukesha, Sunset Drive. Robert Specialty Meats, tell me, I heard it from Frames, and he'll give you a handshake and a smile. Robert Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
huge money going out in baseball this offseason. An even bigger contract being announced, it looks like, soon here, taking one of next year's free agents off the board. I'll have some breaking baseball news for you next. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. Manny Machado, Bryce Harper, the big free agent moves this offseason in Major League Baseball. We will not, it looks like, have to wait for Mike Trout to not get signed all offseason next year. According to ESPN, the report this morning, Mike Trout and the Angels finalizing the largest contract in professional sports history, a 12-year deal worth more than $430 million. He's got two American League MVPs to his name, finished second another four times. He's going to get about $36 million a year once this goes final. So Mike Trout staying with the Angels, according to ESPN, 12 years, $430 million. Not bad work if you can get it.
Well, I'm happy to see this. Should I tell you why? He's staying in the American League, and he's not joining the Phillies like Bryce Harper was doing all that recruiting a couple of weeks ago and throwing that out there and tampering. Sounds like Mike Trout wasn't too interested in seeking a deal with the Phillies. That could they have paid him this? Where were they going to get $430 million if they're owing all that other money to Harper? So, yeah, I'm glad to see him with the Angels. The Angels will continue to be a bad team, but he'll make his money.
Yeah, why are they so bad?
Well, I mean, they never used to be until, I mean, in the mid-2000s.
They drafted Trout.
They were pretty good.
Yeah.
But, man, they just nothing now. I mean, they haven't been good at all.
The Angels, they won the World Series back in 02, and then they were consistently in the playoffs.
Sure.
I mean, they were a 100-win team in 08, 97 wins in 09.
God, they had John Lackey pitching for them in their rotation. Remember, K-Rod was coming out of the bullpen? Not K-Rod. It was, who was their setup guy? Who was their closer? He had 61 saves one of those years. Was it K-Rod? No. Yeah, it might have been K-Rod.
If it wasn't K-Rod, yeah. I don't know who it was.
Yeah.
It was K-Rod.
Yeah, I think it was K-Rod, yeah.
Google race?
Yeah. K-Rod Angels. I thought he had 61 saves one of those. let's see here. This is perfect. This is perfect radio right here.
I'm not doing anything to stop it.
Yeah, he signed with the Angels. Or he paid him with the Angels. Yeah, he had a monster year.
The Chuck and Winkler pie chart right now of what our show is, it's 10% callers yelling at us to tell us they hate us. It's actually been 20% callers telling us lately that they like us. It's another 30% us arguing over the definition of a word, and then it's 60% internet searches. So that's okay. That's where our show's at right now.
Although we haven't had anybody really call us, I mean, they tell us on Twitter how terrible we are, but I mean, has anybody called the show and really said they just can't stand us?
Well, that Derek guy keeps fighting me.
Oh, that guy.
Calls me Bumbling Bart and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's been happening.
But I feel like he's drawn some heat from the listeners themselves.
Well, the Bart Mafia is out to support me.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah, those people. You're going to have your people, man.
Mike Trout has been in the playoffs once. It was in 2014. Angels won the West. They got swept by the Royals. But he's only been in the playoffs one time. So it's like the Angels last few years, 74 wins, 80 wins, 80 wins. Obviously, you want to keep Mike Trout, but they're not any good, or they can't build anybody around them.
Yeah, I mean, but that's fine. I'm good. Let's keep him in the American League. You don't want him going to the Cubs. You don't want him going to the Phillies or any other contender in the National League. St. Louis, stay in the American League and play for a bad organization. Well, not a bad organization, just the team that's just been a non-factor for the last 10 years, the Angels. I'm good with that. But that's a hell of a deal he got, too. I'm just looking at the details here. Man.
Yeah, it's $36
million. Final year of his deal, he'll turn 40 years old in 2030. Man. That's an amazing deal.
Are they still paying Pujols a boatload, too?
Absolutely they are. Yeah. Yeah, they are. And look at how much. Where did the Pujols signing get them?
Nowhere.
Yeah, I got them nowhere. Yeah, so.
Did you know that Jonathan Lucroy is now an Angel this season?
Oh, is that his new team? Because anytime he becomes a free agent, it's like, bring him back. Oh, he's going to the Oakland A's.
Don't make me laugh.
Yeah.
At what point, we put this on our Facebook page last night, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, and people were kicking around some ideas. But at what point do you start thinking about Yelich re-signing him? Now, he's under contract for a few more years, but he's only making like $7, $9, $10 million. You've got all these other guys making $30 million. I don't know at what point when Yelich goes, hey, I want more money.
Well,
do
he's
you
not
see that happening?
No, I mean, I think, you know, they bought out the arbitration already in Miami. Miami did the dirty work for the Brewers already.
Right.
And did that for them. So you definitely got yourself some time. Probably going in that final year, I would think. I mean, I think, though, right now if he did it, his stock is so high, you're paying top dollar. Do you want to see if that dollar amount comes down in the next couple of years?
Well, it's $9 million this year, and then $12 million next, and then $14 million in 2021.
No, I'm saying if you gave him, I mean, if you know these two guys who signed, Bryce Harper and Trout, got big dollars. I don't know if Yelich would get that, but geez, I mean, guy's an MVP. Now would be the worst time to sign him because the stock is so high.
Well, he's going to get no less than 20.
Yeah,
I mean, that is the absolute.
Well, I'm thinking,
floor.
You know, I just don't want, like, if he's like 35, can you afford that?
I ultimately don't think that he will sign his next deal here.
Well, because of the way baseball structured, Bart.
Right.
You'd love to keep, just like the Bucks, you know, can offer the max to Giannis. There's a salary cap and all that. Mm-hmm. But in baseball, I mean, just like the rest of these guys, Greinke and Fielder and the rest, you know, they lost him because there's no salary cap and baseball won't have it.
The thing with Yelich is he's under contract. The arbitration's bought out, as Chuck mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
It's about $10 million this year, $12 million in 2020, $14 million in 2021, and then a club option in 2022 for $15 million, and that's a very good deal.
God, is that good, isn't it?
But then when you win the MVP,
yeah.
I mean, it's 27. If I'm Yelich, at some point, I'm going to want more money, aren't I not? Not right now.
No. He's not going to go in and tell Antanasio.
But what shape are the Brewers going to be in 3-4 years? They might not need him. You have Corey Ray running around out there.
But you're talking Yelich, one of the best players in the game.
Well, when I say don't need, I say they're going to have to let him go.
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, we'll see where the Brewers are.
Again, he's under contract for 3 years with that option.
You know, we'll see how healthy he stays, too.
Beer Count Kenny, West Bend, what's up?
Gentlemen, how's it going?
Ken?
Good morning, kid.
Hey, Chuck, can you go across the glass and just give him one?
Me? That? Why?
Forearm smash?
What did I do?
Not teasing you when you say that. Good morning.
Oh, yeah, that deserves it. I got you.
Hey, Chuck, you like that, don't you, when he says that?
Yeah, but as much as a root canal.
Yeah, there. Anyways, in terms of Yelich, you know, at some point in time, sure, he's going to request more money as long as he can keep his stats up. But for now, the Brewers have him. And at some point in time, you know, they got him under contract for the next few years. And at some point in time, if he continues to play at the high level, he's going to play. He's
is that your new catchphrase?
Huh, what's that?
At some point in time, is that your new catchphrase?
Yeah, I like to use that because you media guys use it a lot. So with that being the case, you look at Mike Trout. Well, you talk about a guy that's really not committed to winning, but about the money. And you know what? Good for him. The guy is a superstar. Unfortunately, he's playing on a dead-in-the-water type team. They're going nowhere again. But he's going to get $35.8 million a year for the next 12 years. So, you know, it's a great deal for him. I would have liked to have seen him actually go to another team because the kid is probably the most talented baseball player in the game today. And it's a shame that he's on a lame duck team like that, but that's his choice. And I hope he stays healthy enough because his cards, figurines, and things like that are off the charts for what they're getting for him. In fact, he just had a rookie card a guy sold the other day, and I only know this because a friend of mine collects these, for $10,500. He had another card that went on the auction block that was a complete rarity that went for $180,000, a rookie card.
See, I don't think cards were the thing anymore.
No, they are. In fact, it's a grading scale. I got an education on these, but there's a whole grading scale that brings them value. It's incredible. But if you go on eBay and you search some of that stuff, you'll see what their true value is. And like I said, I got a friend of mine who collects all this stuff, mm-hmm. and oh my God, I didn't think that they had much value either. But the stuff that he
does, he want a 58 Williams.
Hey,
you got a 58 Williams?
How about the guy who got the Babe Ruth card and the old man that didn't even realize it? I give the guy credit for saying, hey, once I put this on the auction block and get $4 to $7 million for it, I'll give you a cut of it.
Jeez, did you see that story? No, I didn't. I pretended like I did.
Well, the guy, he actually was at this guy's rummage sale. If I'm not mistaken, it was a rummage sale, and he saw this card, and he bought it from the guy, I think, for $2 or $4. And the guy took it in and had some experts look at it, and he said, no, it's an authentic rookie card.
Yeah.
And so he split it with the guy he bought it from?
Yeah, the old guy he bought it from, he went back to him and said, hey, just so you know, I took this card in, and I found out that it's worth a lot of money, millions. And so with that being the case, when I do sell it, I'm going to cut you in on a piece of it.
You know, it's amazing. Sometimes these secondhand stores, I mean, like the Goodwills and the St. Vincent places, about 25, 30 years ago, I was in one, and there was these statues that were made in the 50s called the Heartland statues, and there was a Henry Aaron Heartland statue on sale for 25 cents. It was worth like $300 at the time. I was like, what is this doing here?
I went to the Goodwill in Oklahoma, and they had 10 Doug Melvin bobbleheads.
Now, you told me that story. Did you buy them all? Well, you donated them, didn't you?
No. Do you want my 58 Williams?
You want a belt?
No, it's one of the cards I took to name that card.
Let's do this.
My 58 Williams is on Blue Moon right now.
Oh, you sold it to him?
Well, it's a consignment
place. Oh, he's got one of those. Okay, I was going to say, because if you want to bet on the Wisconsin-Oregon game, since you like Oregon so much, I'll take Wisconsin, and then if I win, you give me the Ted Williams.
Well, the problem is, okay, it's not like in perfect condition. It's not like this Babe Ruth
sure.
card. What Kenny was saying, the grading system, I think a lot of you know, maybe you don't, is a perfect card is a 10, and it's graded out of 10.
Yeah.
And so these William cards I have are like a 3 or 4.
That's
or
like
60, five.
61 years old, man.
So you take the grade, and then you,
yeah,
like there's an Eddie Matthews card I have there.
Yeah.
And it should be worth $200.
Is it your dad's?
No, these are my father-in-law's.
Okay.
It should be worth $200, but it got messed up.
Yeah.
So it's only a 2 grade, so it's 10, 20 bucks.
You know what kids used to do? They used
and
to
if
take
you'd
those...
like to go buy these cards, name that card on Blue Mountain.
Are you going to, is that your new sponsor here?
No, I just told video? You I took cards there
yeah?
to make money at a consignment shop.
I saw your little video yesterday.
I talked to you about the video.
I saw it.
And I brought it up on the show today.
Yeah.
Did okay. you hear that part?
Yeah. No, I did. I just said, I was that your new deal?
I don't, what if it is? It's not.
Oh, no.
I took cards there to sell them to make money. So I'm talking about them on the air.
Okay.
Is that okay? Is that illegal?
Usually when you talk about a place, you can, I think it is. It might be.
But they're my things I'm selling.
I know, but if you talk about the place, isn't it illegal though?
They're not paying me.
No. But I mean, when we talk about places,
is it illegal?
I don't know. I thought they had.
This is not payola.
Didn't we have to sign something? No. I thought we had to sign
this
something.
This is not that.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm getting all skittish.
Oh,
and
don't
nervous.
Worry about it.
I took cards to name that card, and you can buy them there. Is that illegal to say?
Well, if I say, okay, I have a car for sale. Anybody want to buy my car?
What's wrong with that?
Can I do that?
Why not?
I don't think we could use the airways to do that, though.
What are all the commercials we do?
Yeah, but because, Hard Rock upstairs is making all the money. We're not getting any cut of that.
Yeah, maybe I can't do this.
Yeah. Yeah, if the station isn't making money off it, I don't think you can do that. Otherwise, I'd say, hey, I have a car that has 250,000 miles on it. I'm looking to dump it. Please call me.
Well, then how can I bet listeners? Can I do that?
Technically, we're not probably. There's a, hey, you know what? We probably break a lot of rules on this show.
Hmm.
You know, it's funny about how we bet, you and I, back and forth. When I worked in Green Bay, same thing. Me and my co-host would bet back and forth, and program director came and said, oh, guys, you can't do that. You know, we're going to everybody here, you know, searching us and all that. You guys just cannot bet on the air. So we had to stop it. We couldn't even talk about betting online. They wouldn't let us even talk about betting online or anybody else. We couldn't even talk about gambling. But I think those days are out the door.
Maybe we should delete this from the podcast. I'll take a quick break. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins here on The Fan.
Thought you'd seen every burger deal out there? Well, meet Perkins' new burger, fries, and pie combo. Choose any of Perkins.
Am I allowed to talk about my parents' book?
Don't ask me. Go to the legal department. I don't know.
Am I allowed to talk about the book my parents wrote called Welcome to Florida?
You might be taunting at this point.
That is now available on Amazon?
Yeah, I don't know.
And you can get the link from my Twitter account?
You know, you can do whatever you want. It doesn't affect me at all.
Kind of does.
It kind of does a lot.
How's that?
We co-host the show together, son.
Well, no. Well, how does it affect me if you get in trouble?
Well, if you get in trouble, it affects me.
How?
Then I don't have a co-host.
Harvey's ready to step in. He's waiting for us to one of us get hit by a bus anyway.
No.
Harvey, you're dying for us to one of us just to walk in
Harvey
front.
Harvey told Ken to call in, say, Ken, bring up trading cards because I know Bart will talk about his cards and get in trouble.
Why do you think I always bring up questions about wives and girlfriends and side chicks?
We saw this with Rhodes.
Yeah.
We're seeing it with you now, too.
Every conversation we've ever had about race, Horvat started somehow. He supplanted that in our head.
Yeah, let's get a little Kaepernick.
Politics.
Politics.
Yep. What are your thoughts on Donald Trump, Middle East, exit strategy? No, it's actually, I got something really good, guys.
That's an exit, not an entrance. What?
We missed something really important today.
What?
What?
Well, I come in here and I bring us the NFL news, right? So former Jags quarterback Blake Bortles agrees to a 1-year deal with the Rams. He's going to back up Jared Goff on a 1-year deal.
Remember a few years ago when Bortles, when they at the combine, they asked him about his girlfriend?
She was so hot. Yeah, Lindsay Vonn. Not Lindsay Vonn. Lindsay something.
They asked about his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just when weird.
She was making the headlines, though, because she was like a model or something like that. Her name was Lindsay Duke, maybe?
Yeah, but they asked him, like, would she be a distraction? Why would you ask somebody like that at the combine?
Because she would have been a distraction.
Well, I don't know.
The best,
is that the reason why he sucks?
The best Blake Bortles video that I've ever seen in my life. I don't know if you guys have seen this one. So there's a smoking hot reporter, and she's doing a one-on-one with Blake Bortles, and it's like an MTV Cribs almost like episode. I can't remember which media platform was doing it, but she's doing a one-on-one interview, and she's like, what's the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning? And he looks at her, Chuck, and he just goes, piss. And
really?
That was just the answer. And it was like a regular interview, and she was asking like the first thing he does, and he just...
I thought they were going to go on a different road than that. I remember the one time, Bart, you might have saw this, when Steph Curry was being interviewed by one of those sideline reporters, and she was getting a little too close to Steph, and Steph's wife came in and kind of put her arm around Steph.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's protective. I like her. I don't know who I like more, though. I don't know if I like Steph Curry's wife or his mom, because I think I'm in love with his mom, kind of.
Mm-hmm. You got these things for like really, really older women.
All women, but yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in love with Dell.
Who's Dell?
Dell Curry.
Oh, the dad?
Yeah.
I liked him when he played the Bucs. He was a good guy.
I liked when he was on the Hornets because I had the starter jacket.
I'm a big Seth Curry guy.
Yeah.
Hey, another NFL note. Kentrell Bryce going from Green Bay to Tampa.
Yeah.
So he's making the journey from Wisconsin to Florida. You know, there's a real good book about that journey. It's called Welcome to Florida. Written by Greg and Vicky Winkler, now available on Amazon.
Oh, yeah. Kentrell Bryce, 6'1", 205.
Send him the link on Twitter, man.
So if you want to, I should.
Send him the link on Twitter.
I'm going to.
Hey,
what's his Twitter?
Speaking of Twitter.
I suck 29.
Have we made any efforts to try to get Christian Wood on the show here now that he's not with the Bucs anymore? What do you got on it, Harvey?
Yeah, I actually tried. So his DM's not open.
He should be opening all DMs so teams could contact him.
I agree.
Yeah, he's out of a job right now.
So no movement on Christian Wood yet. Okay. One more. A bit of NFL news. Martellus Bennett will not return. There were some rumors coming about that he might join his brother, come out of retirement.
Yeah,
32 years old. He's done.
Did New England want him?
England wanted him, and the Eagles, I think, were interested,
really?
Too.
Really? So New England wanted him after they cut him. They wanted him back.
They liked him there. See, the thing is, and this is what I always try to tell everybody, you know how we hear about these guys like Antonio Brown and Odell Beckham Jr. and these head cases and nobody could figure them out? How come anytime anybody goes to New England, it works out and they become best friends with Tom Brady? Like all these guys that are quote-unquote head cases, yeah. He becomes like best friends with them.
Because they win. Because they win in New England, that's why.
Because he's a good teammate.
And then they go, and the organization's always, oh yeah, Randy Moss, what a great guy.
Like,
oh,
we
welcome, like, what a terrific guy.
People hate Tom Brady because he has everything that we all want. I mean, he has the model wife, the billions of dollars that come with him making money and her making the money. Well, like, actually, he seems like a pretty cool dude, in my opinion, but I don't want
to
get...
Moving from Wisconsin to Florida can be over... Wait.
What else you got there, Horvy?
Hey, at Kentrell Bryce.
There were some rumors that Dana White was going to be leaving the UFC. However, he just signed a 7-year deal, so he's going to stay on with the UFC, make a boatload of money.
You guys see what they did?
I don't like the UFC.
No, but did you see what they did?
UFC?
Yeah, so they used to be on Fox, FS1, and then their pay-per-views. And then at the turn of the year, they switched to ESPN Plus.
Mm-hmm.
So you can stream ESPN Extra for like $5 a month.
Yeah.
Now, if you want a UFC pay-per-view, you have to get ESPN Plus first. So the UFC, let's say a pay-per-view costs $69 or whatever, you have to be a subscriber to ESPN Plus to then buy.
So you got
to
pay the extra $5.
Pay-per-view.
Yeah,
I get
so
that.
If you ever
ESPN
want a
Plus,
UFC pay-per-view,
which won't happen in my house,
so you can watch like some of the prelims if you have ESPN Plus. But if you want the pay-per-view, you can't get it unless you have ESPN Plus. All these companies are going streaming. There's local teams that are, you know, thinking of streaming.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to watch some soccer the other week ago. It was on yahoosports.com. Forget it. I want it on my TV.
Right. It's a big pain in the ass. And like you brought up
just download the app on the Roku and plug it in. Yeah, I can do that, but I don't want to.
You get the motion isn't as good.
Yeah, and it's not as good. And it's still on a delay. There's still 30-second stream on a delay.
Did you guys see Brian Anderson, BA, was interviewed on, they had Media Day in New York, one of the hotels there.
Yeah, he's been blowing up a little bit.
Yeah, BA was interviewed yesterday, the NCAA tournament media. He's going to be on the second team. And he was asked, hey, one day, BA, are you going to have to make a decision between the Milwaukee Brewers and national broadcasting? And he says, I can't picture that happening, to be honest with you, but I can, if that day ever comes, I definitely will have a decision to make.
Yeah, kind of like when Anthony Davis said he was going to be a Pelican for the rest of his life. I mean, national, and BA is so good. I mean, he is right there.
Hey, you know what, there's talk? There's
I'm
talk,
going top five.
There's talk with BA eventually being the heir apparent to Jim Nance with all the big broadcasts.
Wow. He's so good, though.
Because BA could do golf.
Well, he'd
have
to do
football
that.
And basketball. Well, BA started, he was a golf with the Golf Channel before he came here.
You know, let Rock call the games. He did a play-by-play spring training. It wasn't half
did
bad.
He?
Yeah.
Was he play? Did he do the play-by-play?
It was him, Augie, and Sophia in the booth.
They had the players broadcast?
Rocket wasn't half bad at
all right.
It.
I hate to be this guy, but so I'm pretty damn good at play-by-play. I've won a few awards. I've dabbled. And, I mean, if we want to get the Brewers a World Series, I mean, granted, we're talking, a whole different era. But, I mean, my uncle called the World Series for the Milwaukee Braves, so maybe we get me in the
on
booth.
The station?
See, I think you need to change your name, then.
I don't even know what I don't even think the station was around. This is like...
Oh, no, the station...
WEMP.
This was around forever.
Didn't they have the Braves on here?
I believe they were either on here. I know the Packers were on here. Maybe the Braves were on here.
And now it's us.
Now it's you and I.
Yep. So maybe I could do play-by-play when BA...
Well, that's why you should change your name to...
Gillespie?
Ryan Gillespie.
Just
change it to Earl Gillespie Jr. Nobody will ever know. Wrestling, they do that all the time.
Yeah, I brought that up to my dad. He was not a big fan.
Really?
Yeah, he likes the Horvat name.
Okay.
I was like, nobody could pronounce it. They call me Horvat, Horvath. There's
I still haven't figured it
added.
Out.
Yeah. No, you have it figured out. You just don't like to put me over.
I put you over all the time.
That's true.
Here's a problem. I put people over and I get a shoved up my rear end at the end of the day anyway.
Hey, here's another story that I wanted to bring up to you guys. So UConn women's basketball, I know we don't obviously talk a lot of women's hoops, but they're 31-2 this season.
Mm-hmm.
They're not named the number one tourney seed for the first time since 2006.
Yeah,
how crazy is that, man? 2006. They've been the number one seed ever since then.
Did you see what happened with the tournament yesterday, the women's tournament show?
No.
So they were doing a men's preview show. And then they started, the bracket was supposed to be unveiled at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
But then on the men's preview show at like 3 or 4, they started just putting the matchups out on the bottom line and then on the side.
Oh, did they really?
So then coaches around the country are scrambling.
Oh, okay.
Trying to figure out where they're at. And so they had to bump up the preview show, and it's like the second time in 3 years that the women's bracket got leaked.
Yeah. Well, I saw, because I saw where Marquette found out 2 hours before the show that they found out who they were going to be playing. I'm like, how did that happen?
It's crazy.
They're only five, I think.
Yeah.
The only reason I brought that up is because I like their head coach a lot. Gino, he's on Dan Patrick every once in a while.
Yeah.
And they always bring up the topic, like, because he's got offered a lot of jobs coaching men's. So my cousin, he coaches, well, he was a D1 assistant. He decided to take a women's coaching job. And they said one of the things is it's tough to get back into the men's side of coaching. Do you think Gino would be a good coach on the men's side? Do you think it's possible to make a jump?
I don't think, A guy who coaches women's basketball, he's pigeonholed. A good coach is a good coach.
You know, you could learn from
games and rules.
Sometimes coaching boys and girls is just different. There's a book called Coaching: A Season of Significance. One of the chapters is about that. It was written by my dad.
Well, find Gino Ariama's Twitter account and you can DM find that.
How many books is your dad has more books
than
Arlo Stein
on the men's side?
Then two. Something I know I can talk about is Perkins. You can check out the $9.99 burger combos. They're served with fries and a slice of pie. The SoCal Turkey Burger, it's got the patty. It is stacked high. It's got the pepper jack cheese, the signature sauce, the lettuce. These things are piled high. The breakfast burger, that's going to come with the hash browns and the bacon and the cheese and the egg all right on there. You can get a burger, fries, and a slice of pie. You could do that right now at Perkins for $9.99. Also, tonight, kids do eat free. Saturdays as well, after 4 o'clock, kids eat free. When they get a meal, you get a meal, then the kids get a free kids meal, and that's available at Perkins. Just the two books from my dad.
Okay.
Boy, and one was co-authored with my mom.
This is like Free Shoes University right here.
Hey, would you be down for this? When my parents come to visit in May, would you be down if my dad just sat in on a show and, like, co-hosted?
Yeah.
Well, it'd be you and us, but he could just, like, sit
there on
the mic.
I don't even care anymore. No, I don't care.
What a great answer.
I don't care.
It's my dad. Whatever. I don't care.
I'll bring my seven-year-old can do videos with me.
Yeah, Chuck Winkler. It'll be Brady and my dad doing the show.
I don't care. That's fine. Let's do it. Do it during the NBA playoffs, too.
Okay. It'll be the second round.
That sounds good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.